Go to her and ask no more questions, Watson. I shall join you within the hour. I'll keep your wits about you. The game's afoot. So says Sherlock Holmes in a tense moment from the case of the Amateur Mendicant Society. I'm Ben Wright, and welcome to two more new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Let me quote from the opening paragraphs of The Five Orange Pips, one of the original 60 Sherlock Holmes adventures. Dr. Watson writes, "I find an account of the Amateur Mendicant Society, who held a luxurious club in the lower vault of a furniture warehouse." Now, although Dr. Watson never wrote the story, he did mention it in passing. It is this single sentence in The Five Orange Pips that inspired Dennis Green and Anthony Boucher to bring to radio their version of this unwritten story. As a matter of fact, they wrote this story for radio more than once. The first version was done in 1944 and was completely different from the story you will be hearing shortly. There is no doubt that Dennis Green and Anthony Boucher were prolific writers, turning out a complete half-hour Sherlock Holmes adventure every week for 39 weeks. As professional as they were in their writing, they were no different than most people, and they always rushed at the last minute to reach their weekly deadline. Mary Green, the widow of Dennis Green, and Phyllis White, the widow of Anthony Boucher, have attested to this. It seems to be a natural human trait to leave things unfinished until the last possible moment. Anthony Boucher was a true scholar, an expert on Sherlock Holmes, and knew exactly how to create a finely tuned...